For more on where all this may leave the Republican Party, let's call in our regular contributor, Newsweek senior editor Jonathan Alter. John, good evening.
Hi, Keith.
Are those who are now saying the GOP is finished, and the rival publication of yours had the revolution is over as its headline today, the Republicans have given up on winning the midterms? Are they overstating the case at this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they haven't given up at all. They're about to dump a tremendous amount of money in a whole lot of different competitive districts, much more money than the Democrats have. They've got their 72-hour program, which in the days immediately preceding the election, they've got a very finely tuned ground game, which could be pretty effective for them. And even though the odds against them maintaining control of the House get worse by the day, it's still too early to write them off. It's foolish. I mean, politics, Keith, changes so quickly. A week can be a lifetime in politics. You got to be really careful about counting your chickens before you're hatched. They're hatched if you're a Democrat.
Is it easier in some ways for the Republicans now because they seem to have dropped any pretext of carrying that baggage of being the ones in the high ground? I mean, this one comment that Speaker Hastert told a conservative commentator, if I fold up my tent and leave, then where does that leave us? If the Democrats sweep, then we'd have no ability to fight back and get our message out. I mean, is that the real, if the Republicans have a crisis, is that it right now, that the sense of morality is gone, or how you may have broken your promises is gone? The only thing that's left is clinging to power for power's sake?
Well, it's always a grubby fight for power in politics. And, you know, I'm not sure that the Democrats, when they're in, are any less interested in hanging on to their power. But the question is whether what message they have to get out. All they basically have to say now is that the Democrats are a bunch of weenies on national security. But when you have a lot of people on your side of the aisle who are critical of your administration, it gets really tough. Just today, Keith, Donald Gregg, who was George H.W. Bush's national security advisor and then his ambassador to South Korea, wrote a scathing denunciation of the Bush foreign policy in the Washington Post, basically saying these people don't get it. It's a terrible mistake, quote unquote, to only negotiate with your friends and not use any diplomacy with your enemies, which is the basic operating principle of the Bush foreign policy. They won't talk to Syria, Iran, you know, Hezbollah, Korea, North Korea. It sort of defies the 1,000-year history of diplomacy to say it's only something you do with people who already agree with you.
Yeah. By the way, yeah. The Republicans might want to stay away from that word weenie that you used just now, but let's move on.
a
Congressional Quarterly reporting as well that it's not just the House, now it's also the Senate in play. What implications does that have for the 2008 presidential race?
Well, you know, there's some Democrats who are saying, hey, it would be bad for us in 2008 to get the whole Congress in 2006. It would give us less to play off of. You hear that. To me, that's overthinking this. The reason that the Democrats want and should want to get the Congress back is to provide some measure of accountability. For more than 200 years, it was the job of the Congress to hold the executive branch accountable, even if it was in the same party. This past Congress, the last 6 years, for the first time in history, they decided oversight was not part of their responsibility. So getting that back is not just a tactic en route to 2008. And besides, Keith, there's so many other factors that will determine the 2008 election that to say that which party controls Congress will be determinative is way premature.
Jonathan Alter of Newsweek and, of course, MSNBC. As always, sir, great. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
And if you think the GOP is in trouble for their handling of congressional pages, sorry, that ultimately might be no more than a footnote compared to what the Republican Congress did on the very same day the Foley story broke. The murder of habeas corpus, a countdown special investigation. We promised it to you tonight. The press of breaking news has altered our intentions. We will bring it to you tomorrow night on Countdown, 8 and midnight Eastern, 5 and 9 p.m. Pacific.